Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, April 17th. Grey Bruce OPP have charged a woman in relation to a robbery investigation that began last month in Markdale. OPP officers responded to a report of a robbery at a gas station near Toronto Street or Highway 10 back on March 20th. Police say the suspect made off with some cash. Now the OPP have charged a 38-year-old woman with robbery with a weapon and other offenses in relation to the incident. A pedestrian was struck by a car in Walkerton yesterday and had to be taken to hospital for treatment. Emergency services responded to the incident at Durham Street East and Coburn Street South just after noon. South Bruce OPP say the 27-year-old driver of the involved vehicle was charged under the Highway Traffic Act with careless driving causing bodily harm. Saugeen Shores Council will not support a proposal to have a splash park out in the water off Port Elgin's main beach this summer. A company approached the town to express interest in setting up an inflatable water park and was going through an approval process with various levels of government and looking for an agreement with Saugeen Shores, but council voted it down. Deputy Mayor Diane Huber felt it was rushed and had some safety concerns. Councillors Cheryl Grace, Mike Myatt, and John Davinsky also voted against it, citing concerns about beach congestion and a need for community consultation. Those in favor were Mayor Luke Charbonneau and councillors Rachel Stack and Dave Myatt. They all felt it would be a fun activity, especially for older kids. Dozens of people helped release tens of thousands of rainbow trout into the Sydenham River in Owen Sound this month. That's from the vice president of the Sydenham Sportsmen's Association, Chris Cabert.
It was actually the rainbow that we structure that collapsed, and we got them out early because of that, because of space.
The Sportsmen's Association's been fundraising to replace a hatchery damaged when its roof collapsed under a heavy snow load this past winter. To Queen's Park, Premier Doug Ford has introduced legislation to remove barriers to interprovincial trade, but so far only Nova Scotia and New Brunswick have signed on.
This legislation will remove all of Ontario's remaining exceptions under the Canadian Free Trade Agreement. And we're going to continue working with our two provinces to sign an MOU. And this will allow more certified workers from across Canada, including skilled tradespeople, more healthcare workers, to come and work in Ontario right away.
And there were no injuries, but some tense moments for those on board an Air Canada flight to Vegas yesterday. The aircraft was forced to make an emergency landing in Iowa after a smoky smell was detected on board. The plane made a safe landing, and the 176 passengers were put on another aircraft to continue their journey. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks headed for a mixed open this morning. Dow futures down sharply in pre-market trading, but contracts tied to the S&P 500 and NASDAQ are higher. That on the heels of more selling on U.S. markets yesterday. The Dow fell 699 points, closing at 39,669. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were down as well. The tech stock benchmark off more than 3%, while the TSX closed flat, up 38 points to 24,106. Bitcoin a half percentage point higher this morning, hovering at around 84,500 U.S. The price of oil up more than 1%, 63.25 per barrel, while gold's off slightly to 3,340 an ounce. The Canadian dollar is at 72.02 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead. Sports is brought to you by RE/MAX. The Montreal Canadiens clinched a playoff spot after they defeated Carolina. The Habs were in last place in mid-November, but they turned it around to get the last playoff spot. Now they get Washington in round one. Connor McDavid reached 100 points for the eighth time in his career. That's tied for the third most ever behind only Gretzky and Lemieux. Oilers down San Jose. Winnipeg defeated Anaheim for their 56th win, most in franchise history. Regular season wraps up tonight. The playoffs start on Saturday. OHL playoffs. Kitchener won, but still trail Windsor in that series 3-1. Vladimir Guerrero hit his first homer of the season, and Jays pitchers broke a team record with 19 strikeouts. That's the most ever in a 9-inning game. Jays take the series against Atlanta. They host Seattle on Friday. And Vancouver defeated Calgary in the first game of the NASL. That's the new Canadian Women's Pro Soccer League. Toronto's first game is Saturday at BMO Field. Now here's your local sports.
Thank you, RJ. The Hanover Barons are set to open their PGHL Schmalz Cup semifinal series against the Napanee Raiders tonight. Game one goes to the P&H Center at 8 this evening. And the U18 OHL priority selection was held yesterday. The Owen Sound Attack selected forward Julius Da Silva from the Toronto Junior Canadians with their top pick. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page. Just go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather is coming up next. Sunshine today and a high of 10, then increasing cloudiness tonight. Chance of some showers overnight and a low of 3. And for the long weekend, cloudy with a chance of some showers tomorrow, possibly an afternoon thunderstorm, a high of 16. Saturday, cloudy, chance of some showers and a high of 10, and a mix of sun and cloud and 9 on Easter Sunday.